Matthew 13, NIV version, verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path.
If you are not the good soil, if your heart is positioned just by the wayside, not locked in, then what becomes of you? Immediately that word of the kingdom is sown in your heart. Immediately it drops. It doesn't even take time to start germinating or start sprouting. There's no room for it. The enemy himself will come and steal it from you. The thief will come and steal that seed. Because he doesn't even want to give you an opportunity to understand it. And because you haven't understood it, it won't even start to germinate. It won't even sprout. There's no place in your heart that is going to cause it to begin to sprout. The conditions of your heart aren't right for it to sprout. You know how you want to plant something and you have that seed? You make sure the soil is right. You make sure the water is right. You set the conditions right for the word of God. It's just like many of you, you know, maybe we're having a conference and you prepare your heart, you prepare everything, and you're like, I'm going to be there, I'm going to be praying. Some of you come from afar, you put in all that your heart is ready to receive. And so when that conference happens, you see God move mightily in your life. It's all about the soil, and you have testimonies for yourself. But then somebody else who is like, oh, I'm just going to show up there. I want to support my dear friend Nadia, you know. And maybe you're not really expecting that soil is not set in belief. It's not set in expectation. It's not set in receiving from the master. So when the seed drops, the enemy will come quickly and steal it. And that's where the thief is very effective. Once you receive seed, make sure that your heart is right. Make sure that you are expecting. Receive God's word in belief. Trust God's word. And immediately you take hold of it. It's going to sprout immediately. So it doesn't give room for the enemy to come and steal it from you. You read the word of God, you don't understand. Find a way to understand. Check with somebody to understand. You know, some of you reach out and like, I'm reading the scripture. What does it mean? Is this not this and this not that? You know, when you take in the word, be that great soil that wants to understand so that the enemy won't snatch it from you. Because a time will come when you will need that word and you look for it. You turn left and right and you turn around and you will not find it because the enemy has stolen it from you. Because when it dropped on your heart, you weren't prepared for it. You were just like the soil on the wayside. That wasn't your focus. You were just on the wayside. And so you did not understand it. You didn't allow it to take root. You didn't even allow it to start to gain ground in your heart. And so when you face difficult times, there is nothing anybody can say to make that seed come alive in you because it's not there anymore. The thief knows the power of the kingdom message. And so he's right around the corner. When the sower comes to sow, the thief is right around the corner. And if your heart is by the wayside, you best believe as the seed is dropping, the enemy is picking. He is taking it all away. And even the sower will not stop him because it all bows down to you and I. Where's our heart positioned? How is our heart positioned? What is our heart condition? Are we ready to receive and to live out of the resources of the kingdom? And these resources are the kingdom messages. So I believe we've exhausted the wayside. Let's go to the next soil.
Okay, verse 20. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy.
Amen. I know you guys know those people. Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, you preach a message and they are so excited. Hallelujah. They are jumping all over the place. The excitement is to the roof. And the great thing is that it's taking the root. At least it's not just a seed. It's begun to hold a little ground. But again, it has to do with the heart. Are you ready to just enjoy this momentary kingdom things? And then immediately you leave that service or that prayer gathering, and then you are back to your own life again. It's like when we're in church, I'm a church girl. When we're at a party, I'm a party girl. You live according to the conditions around you. You are not solid in your personhood. You are not rooted. And that's what the scripture says that because it's not rooted, the scorching sun will come and squash it. Because it's always surface. I know you guys have heard the term surface Christians, right? You've heard that term. It's just on the surface. We're like so many Christians. But when it comes down to it, that soil is rocky. It does not have a root. There's a limit to how deep the word can enter into that heart. It's just the topsoil. That's it. It doesn't go down. It doesn't sink down. So when somebody comes and says, okay, let's go do this, you run with it. You don't even get the time to check if it is within your jurisdiction as an ambassador of heaven's kingdom to go and engage with the activities of the kingdom you were sent to represent. Heaven's kingdom. Or you are this ambassador from America and you've been sent to Pakistan, and before you know it, you're engaged in that culture and you're worshiping that God and you're dressing like that. No, ambassadors from America dress like Americans. They don't dress like the people they've gone to do their ambassadorial work. So you represent fully the kingdom that sent you. But the stony soil is caught up in other things. So when the scorching sun comes, its root is not deep, and so it dies. And so this is a true meaning of the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. If he cannot take something from you at the seed state, he will still find a way to provide all the scenarios around you that will entice you and prevent you from going deeper in the word of God. And he will still lead you to a spiritual death. That's why, let's imagine spiritual practices like fasting. If you've not done it before, it's harder. And when you've done it and you've seen the result, you want to do it again because you've trained yourself. Every spiritual practice, you have to train yourself to read the word of God. You have to train yourself to pray. You know, but surface Christians just want you to download it to them and let them not have to do the work. And so their roots don't run deep. See, God wants that personal relationship with you. He doesn't want you to glean out of another person's personal relationship. Yes, we're meant to build each other up, but your heart is what he's looking for. And if that heart is not fully centered on him, then that seed won't go deep down because it's a rocky ground. The good thing is that you see the seed sprout and you'll be so excited, man, this person is doing so well. But over time, as the sun gets hotter and hotter, that plant can't stand anymore. You receive the word, you're excited about it. Yay, I'm going to serve the Lord. But over time, you get caught up with other things around you and you're just carried away with everything else that other people are enjoying, and you're not realizing that you are actually a son and a daughter of God, that God has seen it worthy to send his son to come sow a seed in your life, to come die for you and give you the opportunity to live a victorious life, and that is not your interest, then every other thing is going to become stronger and stronger. Like the strength of the sun is going to make so much impact on you that that seed that began to sprout won't be able to withstand that, because scripture says that when a strong man guards his home and is stronger than he comes, he will take his goods from him. So that seed is like the strong man right now in your life. But the sun is stronger, the distractions are stronger upon your life, and its weight is heavier and it has more influence, and so it takes over. And since you can't have two governing lords in your life, one will take over, and definitely the seed will be squashed.